Hello guys, this is Chimmy13 here, and today I'm going to be doing a review of the Movo UM700 computer condenser microphone. Now keep in mind, I have never actually done a microphone review on this channel, so please do not expect anything professional or, you know, anything that is very good quality. This is just your average user on YouTube testing out a microphone. With that being said, please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and let's get started. Now keep in mind that since I'm a blind individual, I will not be providing any sort of video with this, so most of it will be physical. Now, I currently have the box in front of me, and it's one of those boxes where you have the tab that you have to flick up, and then you pull it out on the top. So I'm just going to do that real quick. Just bear with me. It's being stubborn. There we go. And now that it's open, we can now pull the lid open. And we can finally open it up completely to review the foam. Okay. Now, I believe this is the manufacturer's box. So, on top, there's just this foam piece. I'm going to take that out. In fact, there might be an easier way to do this. I'm going to lay it down on its side. Tug it out that way because I'm not sure if it comes out sideways or straight up. Okay, there we go. So I have the piece of foam out. And we're going to set that aside. Now we're going to go deeper into the box. And I feel a stand. And I believe I feel the microphone. I tug, and there it is. Okay. This thing is hefty. Alright, so we have the microphone. It's already attached to the stand. It even has a pop filter. I can literally just plop this on my table and it's pretty much already set up. Flipping it, we have a few things. We have the knob to change patterns. This has four patterns. Honestly, I can't remember them by name, but I think it's stereo, cardioid, omni, and bidirectional. I could be wrong. Please correct me in the comments if I'm not doing this correctly. It also has the volume knob for your headphones. It has a mute button, which is what you can hear that I'm pressing. It has the actual gain knob. And then it also has a micro USB port where you can plug in the cord, which will allow you to insert it into your computer, and it is plug and play, so you do not need to have a driver or anything in order to make this work. You can just casually plug it in and it works right from the start. Alright, so there's also, I'm trying to look if I'm missing anything. I think that's it. Yep, that's it. I don't see any other defining features, but I could be wrong here. That's the entirety of the microphone. I took the pop filter off just to see if I was missing anything. Oops, I almost dropped my phone in the process. I'm going to set this down near the bottom of the box. I have another piece of foam here. I'm going to set this down all the way. We have another piece of foam. And I'm going to tug it out. It's getting really stubborn on me, as you can hear. Another piece of foam out. If I dig around, we have papers. instruction manual, which I can definitely read, not and then we have, I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, I found it. It fell out of the box while I was pulling out the foam. Okay, in this Ziploc bag, we have a few things. We have the very sturdy, very sturdy Marco USB to USB A adapter. And honestly, I'm going to give my honest opinion right now. I really feel like they should have not went with the USB, a micro USB setup. They should have went with a USB-C. But it's not a major complaint. Because, you know, it's not like you're going to be inserting and uninserting this USB cable all the time anyway. It even has one of those ties around it. So if you want to, you know, keep the cable in all together, you can use the tie. I'm just going to untie it so I can access it fully. And this just goes into the microphone and you can use it to, you know, plug it into the microphone and then you plug it into your computer. If I'm not mistaken, you can also use this with your PlayStation. Anyways, that's enough about the microphone. Now we're going to actually put it to the test. So from here on, what you are going to hear is with the microphone itself. We're going to demo all the modes and how it sounds.
Stop button.
Hello guys. So it's actually been a really long time since I recorded the first part of this unboxing. So I have been using this mic for quite a while, even in my welcome back skit. This being said, I found out something when I was recording this. The cardioid and omnidirectional polar patterns are flipped in the manual. Omnidirectional is actually the furthest to the left, and cardioid is the second one. The manual said that cardioid is the first one, and omni was the second one. So just keep that in mind when using this, that I always thought that cardioid was the first one, when it turned out I was using omnidirectional. So what you are currently hearing the mic on right now is omnidirectional, which I previously thought was cardioid. Now, this is the front of the mic, and you can see it's omnidirectional, because when I turn it, this is the right of the mic, so it's kind of quiet. I've set it down, so it's front. I'm going to turn it to the left. All right, now you can hear me on the left side, which is quite faint, I'm sure. Now I'm going to rotate it more, and this is the back. And remember, this is omnidirectional, so this is the setting all the way to the left, which I previously assumed was cardioid, but I guess not, because they accidentally screwed it up. So this is coming out of the back of the mic. I'm going to flip to the front. And we are now back at the front. So this was the omnidirectional mode. Now, keep in mind, I would like to express this just to be on the safe side. I am not applying any effects to this audio. This is the raw audio. There's no effects being applied. It's just the microphone. Alright, so now we are going to turn the knob, and we are going to set it to the true cardioid. Alright, now we have the mic set to cardioid mode, where all the sound is reduced from the sides and the back, and you are just hearing the front. Just to prove my point, if I flip this to the right, barely any sound. Front, all the sound. Left, barely any sound. And back, you can't really hear anything at all. You could still hear it, but, you know, it sounds like I'm really far away. Anyways, this is cardioid mode. So this is the second setting with the pattern dial. So we are now going to move on to bidirectional, or some people call it figure eight. So let's do that. All right, you guys are now hearing the microphone in bidirectional mode, where all the sound is captured in 360 degrees. Doesn't matter where the mic is facing, you are going to hear it on every side. So just to prove my point, this is the right side, front, left side, back, so it sounds even on all sides. You know, there's no, you know, reduction on any of the sides. This is capturing 360 degrees. And now we are going to move on to the mode All Blindies Praise. Personally, I don't mind cardioid, but some people do like stereo. And I'm not saying I don't like stereo, but I honestly prefer mono. It just sounds richer, and I don't know, I just like it. But we're going to flip to stereo, and, you know, let's explore that. Alright, so now you guys are hearing the mic in stereo, which means the sound is being... Well, okay, do I need to explain what stereo is? I think people know what stereo is. You're hearing it on both sides. It's good for ASMR, it's good for, you know, audio demos and all that stuff. So, my setup on my desk is, my mic is on the left, and then my computer and my keyboard is on the right. So that's why you're hearing me on the right side of the mic. Some people like to put their mic on the right side of their desk and have themselves on the left side. So if I pan to the left, you know, some people might sound like this on the left side. And that's, you know, maybe because they have their stuff on the left, or they just prefer, you know, having their mic on the right side of their desk, or wherever they're putting it. So, obviously, if I flip the mic, you know, so it's on the right side, so the right side is facing me, you'll hear the right channel. If it's in front of me, you'll hear the left channel, I mean, the center channel, not really the center channel, but in between the channels. Oh my goodness, I suck at this. I'm not a microphone expert. I'll just let you guys know this right now. This is the left side of the mic. I'm probably giving you guys a speaker test right now. And this is the back, which honestly, I don't know why you would ever use stereo mode with the back of the microphone facing towards you. But I mean, I don't know. To each their own. So yeah, I've shown you guys all four modes of this microphone, and I'm going to flip it back to cardioid to basically talk about, you know, what I like about it and what I think could be better about it. Alright guys, we are back on cardioid, and this is where I sort of explain my pros and cons of the microphone. And honestly, I don't really have any cons. I will say the pros about it is I really like the sound balance. It definitely does bring out a bunch of frequencies. It brings out the mid-range, which is really good. It brings out the, you know, the treble, so you can really hear, you know, the S's and the X's and whatever, you know, S's might come out. You know, if there's any emphasized syllables like the P and B and, you know, K, T, you know, you can really hear those syllables coming out. So that's a good thing. I really do think the mute button is pretty cool. So, you know, if I hit it, I actually never showed you guys the mute button either. If I click it, you know, it's nice and simple to use. One click off, one click on, and you can actually hear like it being muted, unmuted, and it's instant. You know, it's not like a pause, it's just, yeah. Anyways, that's that. The gain knob is on the back, but I'm not going to fiddle with that too much, but I really like that that's there. I honestly feel like the stand, at least for the mic, is kind of a bit bulky, but, you know, given that the whole thing is constructed of metal, I don't really have any room to complain, and it's not necessarily meant to be portable. Like, even they say it's, like, mostly, like, a stationary mic, so... You know, it's not necessarily something you're going to be hauling around, you know, to gigs and everything. But, you know, if you need a nice mic on your desk, or, you know, like you're a gamer, this is a very helpful microphone. I will say the con about it is the connection to your computer. It's a micro USB to USB-A cable. Now, in this day and age, we've kind of moved on from micro USB, and we've seen companies start to move towards USB-C, where some companies have even just dropped USB-A altogether and just have a USB-C to USB-C cable. Now, personally, I would think a USB-C to USB-A cable would be reasonable. The micro USB to USB-A is nice, but the issue with micro USB is once those prongs are screwed over or the port is messed with, it tends to get a little fragile and sometimes it's not really work very well. But like I said, you're not going to be moving this around very frequently unless you detach it from the stand, and unless you plan to unplug and replug the USB cable in on several occasions. It's not like a huge deal, but that's personally one thing I really feel that could be, improved. Having a micro USB to USB-A cable, and as I've suggested, saying micro USB to USB-A, the cable is detachable. So in the case where the cable does break or just not function anymore, you can purchase a new micro USB to USB-A cable and, slap it on here and you're good to go. I really feel like the bass could be better. It does bring out some stuff, but I feel like there are some frequencies that could be better at bringing out when it comes to bass. But then again, I haven't really given it anything like extremely bassy to really test my theory, so I could be just spouting nonsense here and coming up with false claims. But I really feel like it could bring out a bit more bass, in general. Especially when people are talking, because I have a pretty baritone. I have a baritone voice. Just kidding. But my voice is pretty deep compared to when I first started this channel. In fact, you can go back all the way to the beginning of my channel and see how different my voice has evolved. I might even post a video of how crazily my voice dropped. But yeah, I feel like that's really the only things I have to say about the microphone in general. It's really balanced. It's made out of metal. No plastic. Even the stand is made out of metal. It's all metal built. No plastic, which is really nice. So if you bash this thing on the floor a few times, you're not gonna expect any extreme dents unless you're gonna give this thing like a nice whack. Which in that case, you're obviously going to expect some dents, but nothing, major enough to actually cause extreme damage to the mic unless you, I don't know, drop it from like a 20-foot wall or something. I don't know why I'm coming up with these theories, but yeah, guys, I think that's pretty much the demo of the microphone, at least one that I can come up with. That's, as far as my knowledge goes, because for me, I'm not really good when it comes to this whole microphone thing. I'm just, reviewing this to review it and just give my honest opinion on it. So I could be wrong, I could be right, who knows? But this is just me doing this because I was interested in this microphone and I figured, why not? And plus, my other microphone was starting to break. There were a bunch of holes and dents in it, and it was just generally starting to get really crackly with the gain knob and everything. And the cable was not detachable, so and that cable was slowly becoming undone, and there were times where the microphone would not connect to my computer at all. So I figured, this mic's only $20 now because the company's not making them anymore, so I might as well just swap it out for this one. And I got this one. Anyways, with all my rambling aside, I guess you're getting a further test of this cardioid mode by me, rambling on about my microphone experience, but I think that's enough for now. I hope you guys enjoyed this hopefully helpful short review, short, more like long review of this microphone. And if you are interested in purchasing this, I have included the Amazon link in the description, assuming it is still in stock. Otherwise, you are listening to the past. So, I will see you guys later, and peace out.